From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Asia-Pacific leaders meeting in Lima, Peru, are focusing Sunday on trade and the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. The U.S. president and other world leaders are in Lima for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, the APEC summit. Barring unforeseen circumstances, this is the final foreign trip of Obama's 8 years in the White House. On Saturday, Obama had a message for 1,000 young leaders from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Trump. He said, don't assume the worst.
Democracy means that sometimes you have to compromise. And it means that, you know, the outcomes of elections don't always turn out the way you would hope. And then you know, we're going through that in the United States, and I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States.
Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs within his administration. At his golf resort in New Jersey, Trump met with 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney Saturday. He also met with several other people Saturday, including former Marine General James Mattis, who was considered a leading candidate for Secretary of Defense. This Sunday, Trump is to sit down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary who made billions by investing in bankrupt companies and distressed assets. He's also meeting with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role within the Trump transition team. This is VOA News. The top U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Obama to fire the National Security Chief. That's according to the Washington Post, the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month to the White House to remove Admiral Michael Rogers, who is the head of both the National Security Agency and U.S. Military Cyber Command. The reason for Carter and Clapper's push for dismissal was not immediately clear. Administration officials were reported to have been caught off guard by the meeting at a time when the White House may be considering Rogers' ouster. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced she will seek a fourth term as head of government after meeting with other leaders of her Christian Democrats in Berlin Sunday. The 62-year-old has been widely considered a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union and the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. French conservatives were voting Sunday in a nationwide primary to choose their nominee for next year's presidential election, following a campaign marked by concerns about the influx of migrants into Europe and the devastating series of jihadist attacks in France. Seven candidates are competing in the first round of the primary. Results from the first round of voting are expected late Sunday. On the minds of many is what's happening in the United States as well, with some protesters saying they're concerned about statements made by President-elect Donald Trump.
We're not contesting election results, but in every democracy, I believe there's a government and there's an opposition. In a healthy democracy, and we are that opposition. The things he has said are not okay. He has targeted everyone, women, Muslims, Mexicans, immigrants. Everything that makes America great, he has targeted, and we are here to say that is not okay.
At least 96 people have been killed and 100 others injured during a train derailment in northern India. Rescue workers and volunteers have been combing through the badly mangled coaches to see if they can locate additional survivors of that derailment. It happened early Sunday. Dozens of ambulances have been deployed to the site. It was not immediately clear why 14 of the train's coaches were thrown off the tracks. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice has warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers that they will be held accountable for the heinous bombings of hospitals and rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Rice said the Syrian regime and its allies, Russia in particular, bears a responsibility for the immediate and long-term consequences these actions have caused in Syria and beyond. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by forces have killed at least 27 people. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.